mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the next hour, we're joined by Governor Jesse Ventura. He's not doing any media right now, so we're extra lucky to have him with us for the next hour. We're going to get into the TSA. Where's this case going on that front? Can't get into much of it, though, because the judge hadn't ruled yet. We're going to get into the open calls here. Israel does say they're getting ready to strike Iran. I got that headline here. We're going to get into a host of issues with Jesse Ventura here today. Gov, great to have you with us.
Thanks, Alex. Always a pleasure to be here.
Well, I tell you, so much is happening, but let's talk about the TV show first. How's that going?
Well, it's going well. You know, we had to change it a bit this year. We've got some new personnel on board, and of course, that ties into my lawsuit with the TSA, so I can't fly anymore, or at the moment, I can't fly. And so anywhere I go, I have to drive. And so that limits the ability I have to get around the country naturally. So I have to do it in segments where I'll take off, like the last one where you and I saw each other. That was a two-week run for me, you know, in my RV driving around the country. And it's rough. It's very tiring. You know, it's a lot of fun, but it's also very difficult. And you don't realize how convenient the world is with the airlines today until you got to get back driving again. But I got to tell you something, in all honesty, Alex, I don't miss the airports because I so despise the fact that I have that if there's somewhere in this country that if I go there, I'm treated completely like a criminal. And so, you know, and in fact, one of the guests on my shows, it was interesting, an elderly gentleman that used to work at NASA and was involved in various high-level government projects, including Star Wars and things of that nature. He had to interview with me in Vegas because he lives in Salt Lake, and it was too far for him to drive from Salt Lake to Minneapolis. And the interesting thing is he's following my lead. He refuses to fly also. You know, he said to you, for the same reason, he said, in the United States of America, I do not believe that I should go anywhere where I'm treated like a criminal. And you are today at the airport. You're treated like criminals.
Well, I've talked to bus drivers, and I've talked to truck drivers and others. I went and looked the numbers up a few months ago when I was first told this. Did you know that people on buses in just the last 5 years has more than doubled, and now you see passenger buses everywhere? It's become a booming business. And when people are surveyed, it's because of the TSA. They do not want to be groped.
Well, it's the whole concept of it, Alex. It's a place where, in a free country, if you want to learn what it's like to be put under martial law, go to the airports. Because that'll give you an exact feeling of being put under government complete surveillance. You're patted down and you're searched. You're X-rayed. There's nothing you can do out there, basically, that you don't fall under some type of government, you know, oppression, for lack of better words. So it's a place where people should go and learn from it. Because the more they give up their freedoms, the more our country is going to turn into that. And so I urge people, go to the airports and notice how they're run and notice everything that goes on and notice the government control and, you know, the whole thing about it, because the more we give up our freedoms, the more we will be living under that type of jurisdiction.
Well, you're right, Tim, and I guess you're getting at the point that it acclimates everybody. It sets the parameters for this to be normalized behavior.
Well, it's a cancer, Alex. It's just like toll roads on highways. The minute you put the first toll road on a highway, it spreads like cancer. Because then any time government needs money, they're going to put a toll out on a road. And this is the same thing. When governments start eroding your freedoms away, they're going to do it in a slow manner. But it's like a slow spreading cancer. It'll start with the airports, and then it's going to move on to other things. Once they're secured down, then you're going to see more and more. I mean, when I drive across country now, I have to down in southwestern United States, you have to come to immigration halts out in the middle of the desert.
Stay there, Gov. Gov, we got to go to break. Let's come back and get back into the TSA, the domestic checkpoints, the Border Patrol, all of us. Straight ahead with Jesse Ventura.
Every wealthy U.S.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
From his Big Brother, mainstream media, continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live. It is, of course, Wednesday, the second day of November 2011, on this live Wednesday edition. We're going to do a 27-hour broadcast kicking off 11 a.m. tomorrow. We'll tell you more about that after Governor Jesse Ventura leaves us. We're going to have free audio streams of all of it. That's all posted at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Dave Mustaine was on with us at the first 30 minutes of the show today. Of course, one of the biggest rock bands ever. And when he heard I had Jesse Ventura coming on during the break when I was saying bye to him, he said, do me a favor, thank Governor Ventura for his stand and what he's doing with the TSA and other issues. So I thought I would raise that to the governor. So a lot of people appreciate your lawsuit and where that's going. And before we get into that, Governor, in the last little segment, you were getting into the TSA, and you were talking about 100 miles into the U.S., that's most of the country now, all the way around the nation, they have constitution-free zones. In fact, we'll put a map of it up if the guys can find it. Just Google constitution-free zone, where the Border Patrol searches your vehicle. I had them try this twice in the last month and literally had to have verbal standoffs with them, Gov. So you were getting into that point.
Well, yeah, you know, people need to understand, again, going back, that, our freedoms, if they continue to erode them, they're going to go like cancer. It'll be a slow process, but it'll eventually lead to the death sentence to democracy and freedom. And, you know, you drive around the country like I do now because I don't fly because of my situation with the TSA and my pending lawsuit. And you come up to these immigration checkpoints. And it seems our country is so concerned over illegal Mexican immigrants that they're willing to give up our freedoms and our Constitution to stop them, which I think is absurd and ridiculous. These checkpoints, you come up to them like in Arizona and California, and they're, 50 to 100 miles from the border. And the last one I pulled up to, I rolled my window down, and the guy comes up and he says, are you a U.S. citizen? And I looked at him and I said, you don't have the constitutional authority to ask me that, young man. And he said, well, that's what we're required to do. And so, and I realize the guys that are doing it, they need to look at their conscience, too. Because they're out there violating the Constitution of the United States because what their superiors are telling them to do. And it's their jobs. Well, at some point, you have to measure your job against your own beliefs. And so I understand they're the knuckle draggers. They're the guys on the ground. But I still ask them, I go, how do you feel knowing that you're defying the United States Constitution? You're racially profiling, and you're asking me to prove my citizenship when the Constitution tells me I don't have to do that within the United States. Now, if I were at the border, that's different. You're crossing into the country then. But these places are 100 miles from the border. And we seem to be okay with them. I heard now where Obama not changing the subject, but I heard Obama is now going to start raiding the medicinal marijuana places in California.
They've been raiding them.
Well, that's outrageous. Whatever happened to the people's vote? The people of that California voted that they wanted medicinal marijuana to be prescribed by doctors as needed. And the federal government is ignoring the people's vote. I'm outraged over that. And if we don't country back at the ballot box, then we're to blame for it. And when I say take it back at the ballot box, stop voting for Democrats and Republicans. They're destroying our nation right before your very eyes.
Governor, I want to go back through what you've just said here, and it's on record. They actually let the illegals through at these 100-mile-deep checkpoints. Homeland Security has put a freeze on deportations, including felons, and Congress has now announced a subpoena. So it's purely about domestic checkpoints, and I got an RV because I want to stop flying as much when I travel. And twice, 98 miles into Texas, I pull up, they go, are you a U.S. citizen? I'm like, do I look like one? Yes. And they said, pull over, we're searching you, and I got in a big confrontation. The next time I said, I'm not going to be smart mouth about it, basically. I'm going to actually say, yes, I am. And then they said, pull over, we're searching you. They had a drug dog, and I said, it's unconstitutional. It's one thing to check my, because I've looked at the Supreme Court ruling, to ask if I'm a citizen. But it's another to have a drug dog, and he said, it's not for drugs, it's for narcotics. The same thing. So these are domestic checkpoints. But we were in Las Vegas, and you were about to do an interview. And I'm sitting there, and I said, hey, Gov, here this week, they announced TSA checkpoints all over the country. And you're like, and I understand why you're like, you got to be kidding, because that is such Nazi Germany, such Soviet Russia. You said, oh, come on, Alex. So I showed you on my iPhone, mainstream news. You took about 20 minutes and read a few articles about it. Now that you know that you're suing them for your rights, you haven't, the judge hasn't ruled yet. I want you to talk about that on whether or not you can go forward with the suit. All this is happening, and now they're announcing all over Florida, Tennessee, you name it, you pull up to a TSA checkpoint with local police under their command. Where's the 10th Amendment? You know about that as a governor. And they want to come on board and search trucks and passenger vehicles, and they're saying they may even search your person. I mean, this is worse than the Soviet Union.
And they're doing this in lieu of what, terrorism?
Yeah.
So they think that we're so, I mean, if the country doesn't wake up to the fact that terrorism is a fraud, and now granted, there are groups in the world that do bad things, but for our country to put such a focus on, it's a fraud, it's a red herring. You're absolutely right, Alex. If this is going on, which I see it, you know, like I said, I drive around the country and I come up to these points, and I think that every driver that comes up to these points should ask these people why they're violating the Constitution. Be polite, but ask them that. Ask them why they're violating your constitutional rights. You know, these guys right on the ground. Because they need to be made aware of what they're doing, too, if they don't know it already.
Well, behind the scenes, Gov, they're giving a manual saying if you raise the Constitution or you got a Ron Paul sticker or a Libertarian sticker, you're a bad guy. That's the MIAC report. And it's total. But I mean, imagine. Terrorists could attack a random cornfield in South Dakota or in North Texas. I mean, do we have to have somebody in a black uniform randomly anywhere? If terrorists attack shopping malls, are they going to have TSA there? They're saying yes. They're now announcing they're going to have TSA in shopping malls, Governor.
Well, it's getting that bad. I mean, I went to Minnesota Lynx basketball games this summer. And I walked up to go in. I have a front row ticket. I'm the former governor of Minnesota. And I had a security guy stop me and ask me to empty my pockets because my wallet and my keys were in one pocket that was bulging. And I looked at the guy and I said, I'm the former governor. You got to be kidding me. I said, do I have to sue you too as well as the TSA? And so it's happening. Now, maybe they have more right to do it there because it's a building that's run by private industry, the NBA or the WNBA, and I suppose they can set up any rules they want. I don't know about all that. But it's getting sickening where you as a citizen have to walk around and worry about what's next. They're going to throw us up against walls and pat us down. Because we might walk funny down the street?
Well, it's like something out of the movie Red Dawn, a fictitious movie about a Soviet takeover of the West Coast. I'm sure you know, NFL-wide, they've now instituted from the ankle to the neck, and they admit they squeeze your wife's breast, they grab your genitals, And this is freedom. Now, the Green Bay Packers rebelled. They said, this has actually hurt our ticket sales. We're not going to do it.
Remember, the Green Bay Packers are the only NFL team that's publicly owned.
Ah.
See, always remember that, and you'll never see it again. The Green Bay Packers are grandfathered in, but they are owned, basically, by the people of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Oh, I've forgotten that. That's why.
They're all shareholders. They're the only publicly held professional sports franchise, to my knowledge.
That's a great idea. We should do something. That's how it should be run.
Absolutely. That way you wouldn't get teams holding up like Minnesota right now. They're bending over backwards, going to raise taxes. They're going to violate treaties with the Native Americans and bring in more gambling to build the Vikings a new stadium.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing for a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Greetings again, this is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner, but we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is the time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't, and opportunity's knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG. no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFood storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Conversation, a little more action, please.
Talk about action.
All this aggravation ain't satisfaction.
That's Jesse Ventura suing the TSA. We'll tell you where that lawsuit's going here in a minute. And as Elvis says, a little less talk, a little more action. Let's get back to Jesse Ventura. God, there's so many points here, but since... during the break, you know, I said, what a great quote. Freedom is safety. That's as good as Ron Paul's legalized freedom. And you went on to say, well, in your own words, I'd rather face the danger than live on my knees. And then you pointed out, look how many people prescription drugs kill. Look how many people honeybees kill. I mean, to claim we've got to have armed men everywhere putting us in shackles to keep us safe from turbaned men, it's ridiculous.
Well, what's ridiculous is we're accepting it. That's what's ridiculous, Alex, is that the United States people are accepting this. How naive are we? All the guys my age out there, how many of you sit back today and look at the Vietnam War and say, gee, that was a mighty good idea? Where the hell are we out there today? I don't know. Maybe it's the fluoride in the water, Alex. Maybe the Prozac in the water has gotten everybody so numb in the head that they just accept this without any problems. I don't know.
No, that is it, Governor. The sodium fluoride does give a sevenfold increase in cancer. It does reduce aggression in males. The GMO in rats does basically feminize them. This is...
It's Prozac. It's Prozac in the water. Call it what it is.
It is. You're right.
Unfortunately, I've drank well water the majority of my life, so I haven't got my dose. So that must be why I am like I am.
Man, I grew up in Dallas where it was like 2%, 2 parts per million, which is off the chart. And I don't know how I'm still aggressive, but
imagine what you'd be without it.
Oh, man. Well, listen, I'm not putting up with it. You're not putting up with it. Let's talk about your lawsuit. I mean...
Yep.
Wow, this is, they haven't even ruled if it can go forward.
Well, the good thing is this is the longest they've ever taken on a ruling of this nature. My attorney told me that. Every other one that's brought a suit against the TSA or against Homeland has been ruled upon in less time than mine has now. So maybe that's a good sign. I don't know. I'm waiting to hear, you know, can I go to court or can't I? And my belief. Not be able to go to court. This is the United States of America. It's supposed to be. Can't I have judgment by my peers?
And Gov, at that critical juncture, your phone cut out for just a moment. Can you repeat what you just said?
Well, I'm getting another call that I'm ignoring right now, so bear with me. But what I'm stating is, why can't I sit in judgment by my peers? That's all I ask for. I want my day in court in front of a jury, and let a jury decide if Jesse Ventura poses a threat.
Well, as a citizen, you should have your day in court. Not only should they find this to be a federal power grab, 10th Amendment violation, 4th Amendment violation, due process violation. I mean, it literally is martial law in their own internal manuals. That's what they're actually getting us ready for. That's now coming out in the news just the last few days, that this is to be on the streets. It is a takeover. But how could you not have your lawsuit go forward?
If she throws it out or does what the government wants, they want it to go straight to the Court of Appeals, 3 judges paid by them, instead of in front of a jury. I want it in front of a jury.
Now, you've alluded to me privately, and you said you're going to have a big press conference if they don't hear your case. You want to hint to folks or what's going on in your mind if they don't let you have your day in court?
Well, if they don't let me have my day in court, then what you heard today will be mild. Let me put it that way. What you heard on your show today will be mild compared to the press conference I'll have if they don't let me go to court. That's where that's at, Alex. The other thing that irks me, did you see that thing on painkiller prescription drugs and how many people it kills every year?
More than 20,000, yeah.
Unbelievable. Yet we banned marijuana, yet the Obama administration is going to raid marijuana dispensaries in California, and they allowed prescription drugs. Marijuana's never killed anybody.
I had a football buddy, and I had a girlfriend who years later, in high school, died on taking too many pain pills. I mean, I know people currently who've died. I mean, this is a scourge. 300,000 a year die from prescription interactions.
Well, let's face it, Rush Limbaugh was addicted to pain-killing drugs. Now, if it can addict a great American like Rush... And, of course, I'm being a bit sarcastic. I hope you get that. I mean, if Rush Limbaugh, and yet they're out there busting for marijuana. They're busting Willie Nelson.
Oh, yeah, we were hanging out with Willie a while back. I'm sure you've seen since then twice he's been grabbed.
It's horrible. Why aren't we taking marijuana and turning it? People need to remember the Constitution and the flag are made of marijuana.
By the way, it was an internal checkpoint that he ran into last in South Texas, 100-plus miles into the country, and they said, "You're Willie Nelson. Do you have marijuana?" And he said, "What do you think?" I mean, isn't that ridiculous that obviously Willie Nelson's got marijuana?
Well, and who cares? Does it affect Willie's singing? No. Does it affect Willie's popularity? No. Does it make Willie feel better, probably? Yes. Why is that against the law?
He's almost 80 and still jogs 2 or 3 miles every morning.
Well, and the point, hey, you know, the point of the matter is let's take control of our country, let's get our hats on straight, and let's figure out what needs to be against the law and what shouldn't be against the law, and marijuana should not be against the law. If they have prescription painkillers that kill thousands of people every year, multi-thousands, prescribed, and I just saw a show where the kids, the teenagers now, they're not taking pot, they're taking prescription painkillers. That's the drug of choice now amongst the young people.
I don't know how they take it. I broke my leg once. After surgery, they gave me pills, and I get nauseous when I eat one of those opiates. Governor, shifting gears into the election, you said 3-4 months ago and then again a month or so ago here on this radio show that Ron Paul should leave the Republican Party and should run as a Libertarian because they've got ballot access in at least 48 states, maybe 50. They debate those last two. I made the point on air and also made it to the Ron Paul campaign that if he doesn't look like he's going to get the nomination by February, March, March or so, that then he should go over just so he can inject real issues into the campaign. But he's going to have a lot more support third party than Ross Perot. Well, now he announced last week, for those that don't know, you can just type it into Google, that he's looking at perhaps a third party run, and it would probably be as a Libertarian. The Libertarians have said, let us know in the next 3-4 months. We'll give you, obviously, the nomination. Jesse A., what's your view on that? And Ron Paul basically responding to you, and would you run as his VP?
Well, first of all, I think Ron Paul's handling this brilliantly. Because he needs to stay a Republican to stay in the debates, to stay out there on television as much as possible. So he should cling to the Republicans all the way till they make their choice.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great.
To me, the Republican debates are virtually unwatchable. I watch them for about 10 minutes, and I'm so disgusted. But the other day, I forced myself to watch because I wanted to hear whenever Congressman Paul spoke. And whenever he did, he clearly is the only one that makes any sense whatsoever out of the whole bunch of candidates up there. Clearly, by far and away, in my opinion, he is the heads above everyone else. Now, he's playing it brilliantly. Ride that Republican wagon all the way till they boot him off it, which you know they will. And then as soon as they boot him off it, which they choose their candidate, whatever, then he immediately should jump to the Libertarian Party. He'll have ballot access in virtually TV with them, and he should get numbers big enough to where they'll have to include him in the debates. If they don't include him in the debates, we should start rioting in the streets.
Wow, what a statement from Jesse Ventura. I guess it is getting down to the point where this government's acting about like the Redcoats. If you read the Declaration of Independence, everything in there is exactly what this out-of-control government, hijacked by the Federal Reserve, is doing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you notice that when Ron Paul brings up auditing the Federal Reserve, all those other candidates head for the hills. They don't speak a word about that. Not one word from any other candidate up there, including the current front runner, the godfather at Godfather's Pizza, Kane.
Yeah, by the way,
he doesn't even touch it either.
By the way, his solution is new taxes on top of the income taxes. Can you imagine, Governor, the feds involved in sales taxes and VAT, the hell of that?
Well, you know, if it legitimately could be 9, 9, and 9, I don't see nothing wrong with that, really. That's less than I'm paying now.
Yeah, but you know they're going to jack it up.
But, oh, of course. And I would like, you know, I'm an advocate of the national sales tax to abolish the income tax, which, of course, was never constitutionally passed in the first place.
Sure, sure, but only if you can completely get rid of the income tax and have an amendment against it.
Yep, get rid of the income tax and go to a national sales tax. I've been an advocate of that for 20 years now, you know, because my belief is clear. My belief is wealth is not what you earn. Wealth is determined by what you spend.
I agree with that. It shouldn't penalize savings and investment. Now expanding on that, but to be specific, putting you here on the hot seat.
All right.
If Ron Paul approached you about being his VP, because I happen to know there's been some scuttlebutt concerning that, if Ron Paul approached you, you know, running as a Libertarian, and said, Jesse, Governor, I'd like you to run as my VP, what would you say?
Well, first of all, I would say this. That would be the best insurance policy Congressman Paul could ever have. Because nobody's going to assassinate him and let me be in charge.
No.
So he definitely, if you want to look at it, would be the lesser of the two evils from their perspective. So I would give it serious consideration. I would not say right now whether yes or no, because naturally I would have to discuss it with my family before I would do any venture like that. But if it were to come to pass next spring or next summer when I get back from Mexico, if the iron's hot, I don't know. You know, I guess I'll go to Mexico and think about it this winter, and by the time I get back, it ought to be time, if a decision has to be made, that'll be the time to make it.
Governor, what about this angle? If Ron Paul doesn't run, if he doesn't get the nomination, we should all push for that, obviously, using that machinery against against it, power structure against itself, and he doesn't for whatever reason, his wife's health, whatever, run as a Libertarian. What about Jesse Ventura seeking that nomination? Even if he didn't win, and I know you don't do stuff to not win, but you would still win by being on the field, injecting real issues, and being in the national debate. I mean, my God.
That would require the Libertarians to come and ask me, wouldn't it?
Yes.
So, and the Libertarians have never done that to me before, so I guess the ball would be in the Libertarians' corner, wouldn't it?
But if you got invited to that party, you would look at the invitation.
Well, I am a Libertarian. You know, I've taken their exam. I pass it with flying colors. You know, I am a Libertarian. I just like to say small L.
Sure.
You know, I believe there is a place for government. I believe that government has a place in an organized society, that you must have it, where you have some Libertarians that don't even buy into that.
Yeah, they're anarcho-capitalists.
Yeah, exactly. I consider myself a Libertarian small L. I'm fiscally conservative. I'm socially liberal. I don't believe that government should be in your private life whatsoever. They have no business there.
Well, regardless, you want to audit and abolish the Federal Reserve. What would you do as president? What's your view of Libya? He's won a peace prize. It would last days, not weeks. Went on 6 months. 40.
You know what I find? I'll tell you what I find bad about the Libyan situation. Our media and our government had no problem showing us Gaddafi's dead body multiple, multiple times, correct?
Yes.
And yet they outlawed showing our caskets coming home from the war, didn't they?
Yes, sir.
I've ever seen in my life.
You're right. Listen, I got sense.
They will sit and show Gaddafi dead 50 times over, the quote-unquote Islamic enemy, but they won't show our boys coming home from these phony wars that shouldn't be fought.
By the way, I on YouTube the other day showed Walter Cronkite showing a little girl with a napalm with her skin burn off.
Yep.
And then I showed a modern girl with her jaw blown off in CERT, and they blocked the video and called it obscene. No, the not letting the people see what these wars are doing in our name, that's obscene.
Exactly. It's obscene to stick your head in the sand. It's obscene as a citizen and a taxpayer of this country that your money pays for these wars, and yet you don't want anything knowledge of them. You better wake up, people out there, and you better start looking at these wars, and you better start looking. Do you realize, Alex, that my country has been at war over half my life?
Yes.
And I'm a post-World War II baby. I was born in 51, and we've been at war for over half my life. No other country in the world can come close to making that statement.
Plus, these aren't wars where we got attacked. These are wars for the corporate interests that have taken our country.
Totally. Every war we've fought since World War II, I have yet to figure out what for and what was it fought over. It was fought over the phoniness of the Cold War, which we all now know is a setup on both sides. If you do any historical reading on the other side or our side or talk to people that live behind the Iron Curtain, they were getting told the same thing we were getting told. They were getting told we have to stop the capitalist imperialists from taking over the world, while we were being told we have to stop the domino effect of communism.
Meanwhile, the same...
Are people going to wake up, Alex, and realize all of that was planned?
It's come out. You're right. They released the KGB files and others that both sides were being financed by the mega banks who were actually playing both sides off against each other and using the crisis to create massive debt and authoritarian control just of different flavors in both hemispheres.
Absolutely. And so the point of the matter is, again, it comes back to we as the people of the United States, are we going to stand for this or not? And the simplest way, is if Ron Paul becomes a libertarian, elect him president. That's the only way. If we keep electing Democrats and Republicans, we are going to get the same old, same old. Why do you think these people are protesting out there? They're protesting because it's equal between both of these parties. They are both completely controlled by Wall Street. Both parties. I mean, take a look. It doesn't matter what president we have, Democrat or Republican. Our Department of Secretary of Treasury always comes out of Goldman Sachs in modern times.
Yes.
Every last one of them. Now, is that happenstance? I don't think so.
All right, God, we've only got about 8-9 minutes left, and I've got 4 or 5 points I want to throw out there at you. But first off, we carry all of Jesse Ventura's books, all of the recent modern ones. We have Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. That's available now in paperback. We have Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, his newest, very powerful. He has American Conspiracies, excellent as well. All of these books are great. Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Direct from Austin.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Jesse Ventura has called in. He's, I guess, completed the press conference there in front of the federal courthouse. And, again, if people missed the Associated Press and ABC News, and all the rest of it, the judge, after waiting months and months and months to rule the case to go forward, said it was the wrong venue. So for me, that's not even so much thrown out as a punt, as a chicken type behavior of just basically passing the buck. And we're joined now by former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, best-selling author, and, of course, a friend of this show, host of the popular television show Conspiracy Theory. Governor, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Not so much a pleasure to talk to the other media, but always a pleasure talking to you.
Well, sir, a lot of people appreciate your courage and what you've done. Please tell us what you said at the press conference and what the rat establishment media was behaving like.
Well, they mainly just listened to what I had to say, and I basically told them that I've now been stripped of my patriotism, that I have no more feelings for this government that runs this country today, because, quite simply, they deny me my right in court. It seems that going after veterans seems to be the trend right now. Every time veterans try to exercise their rights, constitutional rights, we seem to be getting tramped down. I mean, the one serviceman that was beaten up exercising his right to protest, and now myself wanting to exercise my right and have a trial by jury and the government won't allow it to happen. It's that simple.
Now, Governor, I mean, obviously, that I was stunned. I mean, even though I was, you know, knew it was possible when you were kind enough to call me last night and keep me abreast of what happened, and you said that they'd thrown it out, and then I went and looked it up, and it showed up in the media. But the way this judge did it, correct me if I'm wrong, because you've got the actual ruling, not just what the news is saying, said, well, this was the wrong venue.
What they claim, Alex, is they have no jurisdiction. Well, if the federal court doesn't have jurisdiction over a constitutional question, who the hell does?
Okay, because the way I read it was they were saying that it need to be to be another circuit court, but you're saying, your lawyer's saying in the ruling, no, they're just saying the feds don't have jurisdiction over the TSA.
Well, what they're saying is that I have to go to the Court of Appeals. In other words, I'm guilty, and I have to go to the Court of Appeals to be proved innocent. I can't have a jury trial. It has to be, they're stating it has to go to the Court of Appeals, which are three federally paid judges who will make the decision, and they say it's because of secrecy reasons, so clearly they won't allow an open trial to happen concerning the Fourth Amendment of illegal search and seizure of our Constitution.
Governor Jesse Ventura, 2 days ago when you were on with us, you made the central point that it's martial law when you go to the airport, and now they're on the highways. And look at this ruling. They're saying national security, it's secret, we can't tell you, you're a governor, you're a Navy veteran, you know, honorably discharged, highly decorated, all of this, well known, you have to be groped by somebody. And when I was going through the TSA in Las Vegas, when I was out there with you a few weeks ago, when I was flying back to Austin, I said, how do I know you're not a terrorist? How do I know you're not guilty until proven innocent if I'm guilty? And the guy said, I can be trusted. The government's checked me out. I mean, it's this idea that we're all criminals. We're all prisoners. Can you elaborate on your statement of what this country's now become and your statement about martial law?
Well, clearly, Alex, is that, we're all guilty now until we prove we're innocent. And the problem is, we can't even prove we're innocent in front of a jury. You know, I always thought we were guaranteed the right of a jury trial in this country, a trial of your peers, of your citizens. Clearly, the government doesn't want this going in front of citizens because obviously they'd lose. And if they lost, it would open up Pandora's box. And the other thing they don't want, the other question they don't want out there is the question that, why is it the government's job to provide security for the airlines when the airlines are a private sector business?
Well, what about, you were a governor, you know more about the Tenth Amendment than I do. Since when do the feds, I mean, I can send you the PSAs, they're now airing TV ads showing TSA at Buccaneers games and at shopping malls searching people, and Governor, they're now rolling out on the streets.
Absolutely they are. When you drive around the country now, our border agents are no longer at the border. They're out in the deserts. They're out on our interstate highways. I predict, Alex, that within the decade, you will have to show ID to travel state to state in this country because the Constitution is no more and the Bill of Rights are no more. That was proven to me today when I wasn't allowed to go to court on them.
Governor, you know, you've always told me that you stay focused, you don't give up. I mean, I think the answer is, and obviously you'd run to win, but run for president to try to, say restore the Bill of Rights, restore the Constitution, legalize freedom, legalize America. I mean, you would get a lot of attention and could really put the heat on these people. And I understand, there's a lot of other countries, but you love this nation. It's not America that went wrong. It's this corrupt system. Obviously you're percolating right now. You're thinking, but what's racing through your mind? I mean, what's next?
Well, I talked about it at the press conference today that I guess the only recourse I could have would be to win the presidency. And then could I get my day in court as the president? that would be my next question. As president of the United States, could I go to court over my Fourth Amendment rights? I don't know, Alex. I mean, I can't run for president because I don't have ballot access in all 50 states. And that would require a great deal of money, a great deal of time. And the system is set up so that you can't achieve that. That way the Democrats and Republicans, the two-party dictatorship, they hold the stranglehold on all our elections because an independent like me cannot get ballot access in all 50 states.
Well, Governor, you've always been a winner. And you won as a trailblazer in Minnesota, out of nowhere as governor. And the people are more angry and more awake than they've ever been. You got one group of people that are more sheeple than ever, but a lot of folks are really waking up. Ron Paul is saying, hey, I might run as third party. The Libertarians are saying, come on over. If Paul doesn't take it, they're the ones that have ballot access. I think it's time for them to right now approach you and say, because you've got the name, you've got the knowledge, you've got the track record. And again, I understand the instinct because I have it myself to just get out of here. And I won't blame you if you do that because, you're a Navy guy. There's such a thing as abandoning ship. But you've been a captain. You've been a governor. And I think we need you to, try to save the republic. I mean, you've already done so much. I hate to say do more. But
well, let me put it to you this way, Alex. The ball's in the Libertarian court now. They have to approach me or they have to approach Congressman Paul, whoever they want to approach to be their presidential candidate. I'm not going to approach them. They will have to approach me.
What is your mental, when you got the call from your lawyer and heard about the ruling, what was the first thing went through your mind? And please give us any other points that you made at the press conference, sir.
Well, what went through my mind, it was very disheartening. It was like having your guts pulled out of you. They gutted me as far as my patriotism goes. I have no patriotism whatsoever to this government today. As my T-shirt say, I love my country, not my government. And I think that speaks volumes the way I feel right now, Alex. I have no love for the government of the United States of America today.
How's Terry taking it, your wife?
Like always, she's a battler. She stands by me no matter what I do. I couldn't ask for a better person that way, and she'll grit her teeth and get through it, I hope.
Well, we were hoping for sanity in government, but it just, we tried in Texas.
It's not going to happen, Alex. When a citizen can't go to court to fight for the Bill of Rights, his rights, his basic Bill of Rights in this country, when they won't allow you to go to court over that, well, that tells you. I will now refer to this country no longer as the United States of America. I will refer to it as the fascist states of America, because that's what I believe we are, Alex. We are fascist now.
Well, there's no doubt. In fact, there's a quote in the Associated Press where you said, this is not the country I grew up in. America is now a fascist nation.
Yeah, and I quoted Kevin Costner today at the press conference. I said, this is not the country I was born in, and it's certainly not going to be the country I die in.
Well, look, the country's been hijacked, and yes, the people...
We got to take it back.
Well, I know you're a busy man. As soon as you leave, I'll have 50 questions that pop in my head. This is all stunning.
Well, unfortunately, Alex, I got to take off, so we got to end it now, but I'll try to get back to you. If you'll have me on next week, we'll talk about it more in depth next week.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.